Hey, this is Ryan Thomas. Thanks so much for listening to On the Road and supporting Faith Radio. You are just the very best, and we appreciate you so much. Enjoy the show.
Discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short. I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short. I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Her earnest, heartfelt lyrics and melodies have been capturing an audience across America in the last several years. Now, she's sharing the joyful message of her latest single, Split the Sea.
I believe every promise that you've spoken. I believe.
Hannah Kerr is the talented recording artist behind hits like Warrior, and she just happens to be a full-time student finishing her degree at the same time. We'll explore how she keeps the plate spinning and her journey of music and faith as we warmly welcome Hannah on the road today. A blessed and a great one to you, Hannah. How is this day treating you?
The day has treated me so well. I'm excited to be talking to you. I just got out of class and it's raining here in Nashville, but I strangely love the rain. So it's been a good day.
Do you know something? I get that. A lot of people say cloudy days, rainy days are their least favorite days, but there's something awfully comforting about cloudy days.
I agree with you. I love them. I love any excuse to stay home, sit on the couch, and read a great book. And that's what this weather makes me want to do.
Okay. So now let's talk about this. If you're going to read a great book, what is your preference?
Oh, man. It's always changing. It is always changing. Right now, a lot of my reading is coming from the classes that I'm taking at Belmont. I'm a full-time student as well as an artist. And so currently, I'm reading Engaging with God by David Peterson, and it's very good. It's kind of a theology textbook about worship, but it's kind of cool because the things that I'm reading for college really intersect with what I'm doing with music, and I'm reading a lot about God and about theology and about my spiritual journey, and so it really intersects in a nice way, and I love reading, so I've picked the right major for that.
Well, it's such a unique experience. Obviously, this is one of the things that fascinated us so much about your story is the fact that you're in school while you're doing this career. So I want to dig into that a little bit more in just a moment. But I also couldn't resist this before we get into that, which is we've been talking about the polar vortex all across the United States. I believe it even reached down to you guys. But here's the thing. You are not originally from Nashville. You are from, I believe, Buffalo, New York. First of all, is that correct?
That is correct. I am from way up there up north.
And so here's the thing about Buffalo, New York, is lake effect snow. You,
yes,
essentially, every once in a while, would just have like 2 feet of snow just dumped on you, right? So you know what snow is all about.
Oh, I definitely know what snow is all about. I mean, my whole childhood, I remember like we would have snow days and we would make tunnels in the snow. Like that's how high the snow was. And I thought that was normal. Like my whole childhood, I thought everyone experienced that much snow. I remember there was one year, we had 6 feet of snow, that we accumulated in one night and we all were just stuck for weeks. I mean, but I thought it was the most fun because I was like, we get to play card games and read books and hang out as a family and we don't have any power. So we just get to like sit by candlelight and, I mean, it was such a great way to grow up. I don't think I would want to live there now just because I think I'm snowed out. But growing up there, it was such a gift. I really enjoyed playing in the snow, and maybe my parents didn't feel that way, but it was a gift to me, so I really enjoyed it.
That's lovely. It actually sounds kind of Laura Ingalls Wilder, Little House on the Prairie stuff. I mean, it's very Americana.
I mean, yeah, that you could call it that.
So, Hannah, the song Split the Sea has been spreading across the fruited plain in the last 2 weeks, and you have said that this song came from a place in your life where you needed to remember that God was who he said he was. What did that look like for you?
Yeah, so I wrote Split the Sea probably about a little over a year ago, and at the time I was walking through kind of some health issues where I was going to the doctor and asking all these questions that the doctor couldn't answer, and just not feeling myself, not feeling really great. And kind of just felt like I was in this very dark season. And I got into this co-write with these two amazing writers, Blake Neesmith and Jeff Pardo. And I said, you know what, guys? Honestly, today, like, I don't have a lot of hope, and I need to be reminded of the hope that we have in Christ. And as I was talking to them, just kind of about the things that I was going through and how I really just needed to be reminded of the character of God, the phrase came out of my mouth, and I said, I just need to be reminded that He can still split the sea. And they both looked at me and they were like, okay, that's the song we're writing today, because I think a lot of people need to be reminded that He can still do that. The God in Exodus 14 who split the Red Sea so that the Israelites could walk through on dry ground is the same God that we serve and the same God who does miracles in our lives every single day if we're paying attention. And honestly, when we wrote that song, I was like, I don't know if anyone else is ever going to hear this, but I know that for me in this season of my life, I need to sing this. I need to stand here on the shore of the unknown and praise the Lord regardless of what I'm walking through. And it felt like a song of surrender. And so once I started singing the song and surrendering myself to the Lord and just saying, I believe that You are who You say You are, and it looks impossible. It looks like we don't have a solution for this. It looks like I'll never feel better, but You're the God of miracles. Right after I surrendered, I immediately felt better in the next couple of weeks. And I just felt like God really delivered me from this place of darkness and unanswered questions. And of course, life isn't perfect now, but that song really ministered to my heart before I ever shared it with anyone else. And so really just to be able to share that with people now is so meaningful to me, because I want them to experience what I experienced through that song of just surrender and of being reminded of the character of God, that He can be trusted.
Wow. What a great story. The song is called Split the Sea. It's a lovely, lovely song. The breakthrough recording artist Hannah Kerr is behind the new hit single. And I vividly remember the college experience. It's been about 10 years for me since graduation. And what I remember the most, it was a lot of fun, learned a lot, but it was also such a struggle to keep the head above the water, right? With all of these different competing things that you want to be involved in, that you want to do. And here yeah. you are finishing up your degree, and you're also doing this incredible music career. I mean, honest to goodness, how on earth do you keep all those plates spinning in the air? That's impressive stuff.
I mean, it is not easy. I will definitely say that. But when I was 18 years old, I really felt a call from God to do music. And then at the exact same time, I felt the call from God to continue in my education and go to college. And I was thinking it was going to be a one or the other thing, and I couldn't do both. And for some reason, I just felt this like strange peace about going to college and doing music. And I looked at my record label and, you know, they thought I was crazy, but they said, okay, like, if you think this is what God is calling you to do, then we're behind you. And so from the day I walked on a college campus, I was on a full-time tour, full-time writing. And it has been really hard. Like, I'm not going to downplay that it has been very busy, and at times it's been so overwhelming and difficult, but I've also learned so much. I've grown so much as a person. Like, I've definitely grown as an artist, but even more so, I feel myself deepening in my faith in God and just deepening in my walk with Him through going to college. I would have never had these relationships that I have. I just feel like I know myself so much more now than I did coming into college. And looking back, I can see the trajectory that God has had me on in His perfect timing, bringing things to fruition, and in His timing, revealing things to me through college that maybe I wouldn't have learned otherwise. And so it's been such a blessing. And when I graduate this May, praise the Lord, I know that I'm going to look back even more so and be able to see how faithful He's been through the past 4 years. And I'm already so emotional about finishing college, but I'm also so ready to jump into the next season of my life where I just get to be, you know, do ministry and music and just get to be an artist instead of worrying about school all the time. I can just kind of like taste the freedom, and I'm really excited.
That's an amazing, amazing description. And also, not really the headline here, but I can't resist it. As a lover of words, you use the words trajectory and fruition in the same sentence, and I would just like to applaud you for that.
Thank you so much. My mom would be proud.
So speaking about your mom, let's go back to Buffalo a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because music is all in the family for you, right? This is something where music has been a part of your existence from a very young age.
Definitely, yes. I grew up loving music. I grew up in a musical family. So both of my parents were the worship leaders at the church that we went to in Buffalo. And so every Sunday, every Wednesday, I mean, I felt like we were at church every single day just because my parents were so involved. And I grew up loving worship music. And so before I ever became a Christian artist, I was a Christian music fan. I mean, I grew up loving Stephen Curtis Chapman, Michael W. Smith, and Bethany Dillon. I mean, just these people who are so instrumental in my life from such a young age. But then also to have my parents so involved in music made it feel like I could pursue this dream, and also my parents understood every part of it. And so that's been really special because I have both my brothers in music, my parents are in music, and then even my extended family, like we have 13 trumpet players in my extended family. So you can imagine that, like Christmas and Easter, you know, we all get together and we bring out our instruments and we sing together. And again, like I thought that was everyone's experience of family, but the older I've gotten, the more I've realized how blessed I am to have grown up in a family like that, where we all share such similar passions for music and for the Lord. And so we can share that together. And when we all get together, it's just like this big music party. It's so much fun.
Well, that really is special. The first performance, the first time you get up in front of people and sing, you're 5 years old then?
Yep, I was 5 years old and I sang Silent Night for a Christmas Eve service. I remember being nervous, but I also remember thinking, like, this is what mom and dad do every day, you know? So it's okay for me to be up here, and it felt natural. Like, I definitely felt nervous, but I also specifically remember feeling like it was the natural thing to do.
Okay, so this is fascinating because this leads in perfectly then to something that you have struggled with and you talked about pretty extensively. First, if you're listening to this conversation and just really fascinated and just inspired by this, Hannah Kerr is the breakthrough recording artist behind the new hit single, Split the Sea. Thanks again for your time, by the way. Such a great thing to be talking with you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be speaking with you today.
So you deal with something. Well, I can't resist telling you this. This is not significant to you, but in case you're looking for a story, maybe to tell somebody someday when you're bored. So your first experience singing in public was beautiful and purposeful. The first time that I sang in public was also at a Christmas program. And I was a wise man, and the word frankincense, right, was a part of the title in the song. And I was so nervous that my voice was really just sort of kind of like that. And so what everybody remembers about that was me singing the word frankincense. And so we had a little bit of a different experience.
That is hilarious. I love that. Frankincense.
But here's the
truth. I thought you gave everyone a good laugh. You know, that's great.
Well, I hope so. I hope they were impacted on some level. No. Here's the interesting thing about all this. From what I understand, now you obviously, it seems like looking back now that you see the trajectory, but you never really had the desire to be a performer. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's definitely fair to say. It's true. Growing up as a kid, like I said, music was just part of my life. It was part of my family. But living in Buffalo, there's just not a ton of opportunity for music up there, as you can imagine. I mean, we're not a music city. And so there's really just not even, there was never an idea in my head that I could, you know, ever record my songs or sing in front of a lot of people. Like, those were not things that I even knew to dream about. And I think that's what I love so much about this is that, like, God dreamed those dreams far before I ever could. And, you know, when my family moved to Nashville when I was 14, I realized, wow, okay, like, lots of people here do music, and that's actually what they do. Like, it's not just a hobby. I mean, because both of my parents, they were worship leaders, but they also had full-time jobs. And so I always saw music as something that I could do for fun, but I never thought I could ever be an artist that shares music with other people. And I also, growing up as a kid, like, I like to be in the background. I didn't ever think I would be, you know, in front of people with a microphone.
Yes.
Like, that was not something I thought about. I wanted to be a teacher growing up. I wanted to be like a kindergarten teacher. That's what my mom does. And the idea of, you know, talking to 20, like 5 year olds is great to me. That sounded really fun. But the idea of singing to thousands of people was never something that crossed my mind. So it's really cool to be here today in Nashville, surrounded by people who do music. And I'm just inspired so much by them, and inspired by this opportunity that God has given me that I really never knew to dream about. And now it's so much bigger than I could have imagined. I can just see how He's prepared me in ways that I didn't even know my whole life. And so it's really special.
Man. Well, in terms of being an introvert, it's interesting, just as an introvert myself, noticing how many folks who are performers will talk about being introverts in their own personal life as well. For you, would you still consider yourself an introvert in terms of personality, and then just when you go on stage, you transform, or is it that simple?
You know, okay, so I'm definitely introverted personality-wise. I have close friends, but I'm not, you know, a social butterfly. I enjoy being by myself. I love being around people, but I also really recharge alone. And so really performing is the least comfortable thing that I do as an artist. You know, songwriting is really comfortable because you're in a room by yourself or with two other people. Recording is very comfortable. You're in a booth by yourself. You know, all the parts of the process are very comfortable to me, except performing. But the way that I've really grown into loving it is I am not singing, you know, music that is about me. I'm singing music that hopefully is bypassing me and pointing people right to Christ.
Wow.
And so the pressure is really off of me. And even though I tend to be introverted, the fact that I get to facilitate people coming into the presence of God and lead worship rather than perform helps me to deal with any feelings of nervousness or I don't have stage fright, but I definitely do feel nervous. And it took me a long time to really switch my perspective on that and think, okay, I don't need to be so worried about, you know, what I look like or how I'm moving or, you know, because it's really all about Him and pointing people to Him. And so that helps an introvert like me get up on stage and be in front of a lot of people with lights and loud music and all that. And so it's been a gift to me. It's pushed me outside my comfort zone in so many ways. But really shifting the perspective is what has helped me throughout the whole journey.
That's phenomenal. Thank you for that. Hannah Kerr is the breakthrough recording artist behind the new hit single Split the Sea. If you haven't heard it yet, it is a lovely, lovely song, and it will inspire you. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for writing it. You did a lot more than I did.
Oh, no, thank you so much. I could not do what I do without people like you, because you are the one who is sharing it with others, and that's so important. So thank you.
One of the big moments on this journey then that really brings you here today is producer Mark Miller, who worked extensively with Casting Crowns. He comes to you and he says God is calling him to work with you, and you had a pretty spectacular reaction to that, I understand.
It's spectacular is one word for it. Yeah, he came to me and he heard me lead worship at church. And he came to me and he said, I'm Mark Miller, I work with Casting Crowns, and I think God is calling me to work with you. And I said, wow, okay. I've never thought about being an artist. Like, I don't think I want to be an artist. I'm not comfortable. Like, I don't know. And he said, you know, why don't you just pray about that? And so this is when I think I was about 17 at the time. And so sure enough, I went home and I prayed about it and I prayed with my parents and it just became so clear. I don't even know how long it was. It was less than a year of God just throwing open doors for me to work with Mark, and just opportunity after opportunity to write songs, to record songs. And so eventually I said, you know what? Okay, like this, I do think this is what God is calling me to do. I think He just revealed the calling to Him before He revealed it to me. But I'm so grateful for Mark because he's so bold, and he did not shy away from saying, like, it might take you a second to say yes, but God told me, like, this is what we're supposed to do. And he has held fast to that through this whole process of us working together, of him just saying, Hannah, you don't have to worry about a thing because God has a plan and we just get to be part of it. And he's been such a rock for me in the whole process because the music industry is just crazy. It's so fluid. There's so many variables that go into it, which I never anticipated. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if you come back to the calling that God has placed on your life, then those variables just don't matter that much. And he's been constant of reminding me of that. And so I'm so grateful for him because I can tell you 100% that if Mark had not said that to me, if he had not been bold to share what God had placed on his heart, I would not be making music today. I mean, I think I would for myself, but I would not be an artist or, you know, be able to do ministry on this level without him.
Wow. Yeah, it's powerful stuff. Well, the song, once again, the new single is called Split the Sea. And Hannah Kerr has been with us today. And I just don't want to go anywhere without saying, if you're fascinated by Hannah and want to hear more about her music and her story, where is the best place to go and follow you on the web and then on the social medias, as the kids say as well?
The social medias, you could say that. My website is hannahkerrmusic.com. So if you want to have access to all my music, my merch, my tour schedule, everything is going to be on there. And then I'm pretty active on the social media. So you can follow me at underscore Hannah Kerr on Instagram and then at Hannah Kerr on Twitter and Facebook. And I will be sure to fill up your feed with lots of posts of my dog and music and my church. So I would love to connect with you on there. It'd be awesome.
And of course, I mean, the great single, we've heard from you really just in tremendous ways over the past months. And you had some phenomenal Christmas music as well that people have loved so much. But as you're welcome. But as graduation comes up, you know, what are you looking forward to the most? What's next for Hannah Kerr?
That's a great question. You know, it's a great question. I think what is next for me is diving into music full time. Really just writing as much as I can, and then hopefully being on more tours this fall, this Christmas, this spring, just diving into that and really getting to be out there on the road and meet the people who are listening to my music and connect with them and hear their stories, because that's such a valuable part of this process, is getting to speak to the people who are listening to the music and hear how God is using the music in their lives. And so really looking forward to touring. Really looking forward to the freedom that comes with not being in school and kind of just having time to rest and time to, you know, make music and write songs. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, looking forward to a season of freedom and hopefully of growth and productivity would be lovely.
Well, such a blessing to talk with you today, Hannah. Thank you so much for your time. And we just wish you the very best and a lot of clear thinking and a lot of energy for the months ahead.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's been so fun to talk with you.
I believe every promise that you've spoken. I believe you are faithful every moment. And it may look impossible, but you're the God of miracles. You split the sea.
Thank you so much for listening. Programming like this is available through your support, and you can learn more about partnering financially at myfaithradio.com. We'd also love to hang out with you during the week on Facebook and on Twitter. Just search for On the Road with Ryan Thomas. Talk to you again soon.